Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on daf Nun Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page of Nun Vav Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha. Allah Shalom, we thank him for continuously sponsoring our daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to discuss today, first we're going to finish up the seventh perek with a discussion about whether a Nazir is Megaleach when he touches or carries maga or masa of a revius dam. We know that he's not, it would seem that he's not Megaleach when he's in an ohel with a revius dam, even though a revius dam is mitame ba'ohel, but is he Megaleach when he touches or carries a revius dam? Then the eighth parak is going to begin with a discussion about how to handle the tiglachas and the karbanos when a nazir is a suffik tameh. He's not sure if he had become tameh during his nazirus. So how do you do the tiglachas tuma and the tiglachas tara and the karbanos if you're not even sure if you're chayiv the karbanos? So the Mishnah is going to specifically discuss a case not where you have stam, one person who's not sure whether he's tameh or not, but you have two nazirim and you know that one of them is tameh, but you don't know which one of them is tameh. So how do they handle the tiglachos and the karbanos? And the Gemara is going to discuss, well, even the case that the Mishnah suggests of two nazirim where they're not sure which one is tameh, it seems to be a case of a safik tuma bereshus harabim, and the halacha is by a safik tuma bereshus harabim that it's tahar, so it shouldn't there shouldn't be any complication really. They should both have a din of a nazir tahar. So the Gemara is going to discuss the exact geder of safik tuma bereshus harabim versus reshus hayachid. What's considered reshus harabim and what's considered reshus hayachid, and how the case in our Mishnah could actually be a reshus hayachid and not a reshus harabim. And then from the Mishnah saying that they do a hakafa misafek, that they're going to do a giluach, they're going to cut all of his hair misafek, the Gemara discusses three topics relating to hakafa sarosh. There is an isser called hakafa sarosh. It's the isser of cutting off one's payas. So three discussions that are going to emerge. Number one, a discussion about hakafas kol harosh. Is the issur of cutting off a payas only if you cut just the payas and you leave the rest of the hair? But if you're a person shaves their whole head, is that also an issur d'oraisa of hakafas harosh? Second, we're going to discuss hakafas katan. Is there a problem with doing hakafas harosh on a child who's not yet a bar chiyuva in mitzvos? Is there an issur to do that hakafa, to give the haircut to the child where you're cutting his payas off? And third, we're going to discuss an isha hamakif. Let's say a woman is the barber. A woman is the one who's doing the cutting. Is that a violation? Is she in violation of a kafas harosh, even though women have no obligation themselves to have payas? Is there an obligation? Is there a chiyuv if she is the one that gives the haircut that is makif somebody else? So all of those discussions come up in today's daf. Let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Am Rabbi Akiva Danti Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. He said, I made the following kal v'chomer in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzem kisareinu metabe adam ba'ohel. If etzem kisa'oru, which does not have the capacity to be mitame a person ba'ohel, nevertheless is tame enough that if a nazir touches it or if a nazir carries it, he's going to be megaleach for that. It's going to be soser his entire zeros. He's going to be megaleach, bring karbanos tuma, start all over again. So revius dam shumitame adam ba'ohel, a revius dam which apparently has a more chamerdika kind of tuma, it's mitame even ba'ohel. It's not only mitame b'magu. So you would think for sure then a nazir should be megaleach if he touches or carries a revius dam. Pashtus is, the Mishnah is telling me, Rabbi Kiva is telling me, I'll be moda that if a nazir goes into an ohel with a revius dam, that he does not become, that even though he becomes tameh, he's not going to have to be megaleach. But at least let him be megaleach if he touches a revius dam or if he carries a revius dam, because you see from the fact that revius dam is metameh ba'ohel, that it's more chamor than etzem kisa'ora, and even your moda than etzem kisa'ora, everybody's moda that if he touches or carries an etzem kisa'ora, the nazir is going to be megaleach. So from the Mishnah it sounds that Rabbi Kiva is not trying to say that he should be megaleach if he's ba'ol with revius dam, just if he's magol masa with revius dam. So the Mefarish writes that the shita of Rabbi Akiva is is that a Nazir is Megaleach even on Tumas Awal of Rabbi's Dam. It's just that since he's deriving from a Kal V'chomer, from Etzem Kesaura, all he could prove with the Kal V'chomer is about Magor Masa Rabbi's Dam. I mean, Rabbi Kiva himself really holds that that even Ba'oel, even if he's Metame Ba'oel to Rabbi's Dam, he'd have to be Megaleach, but he can't prove that from a Kal V'chomer. So asks the Rush on Dafnun Beis and Beis, says, how does Rabbi Kiva know that a Nazir is Megaleach even on Tumas Ohel of Rabbi's Dam? I mean, that is Shitas Rabbi Kiva, but as he points out over here, the whole limud is only from a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer doesn't teach you about Tumas Ohel. Kal V'chomer will only tell you that he's Megaleach on Maga Umasa of Rabbi's Dam. So the Rush suggests that Rabbi Kiva must have had a tradition from his Rebbeim that a Nazir is Megaleach on Tumas Rabbi's Dam, even Ba'ohel. Over here in the Mishnah, he's speaking L'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have such a tradition from your Rebbeim that a Nazir is Megaleach, but oh hell, when on Tumas Ohel of Rabbi's Dam, but at least be moda that you could derive from a Kal V'chomer that on Mago Masa of Rabbi's Dam, a Nazir should be Megaleach. The Mefari said that the basis of Rabbi Akiva, that a Nazir is Megaleach, even on Tumas Ohel of Rabbi's Dam, is not from a tradition, it's from Pasuk, V'alkol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. However, Tosfos on Dafnun Zayin Amar Aleph in Dibra Maskel Ve'etzem says, Beferish, the Rabbi Kiva learns from the Kal V'chomer that a Nazir is Megaleach on Tumas Oel of Revi'ez Dam. That it's all from a Kal V'chomer. It's not a tradition from his Rebbeim, it's not based on a Pasuk, it's all this Kal V'chomer, and the Kal V'chomer teaches Rabbi Akiva not only that a Nazir is Megaleach on Maga or Masa of Revi'ez Dam, but even on Ohel of Revi'ez Dam. Now, according to Tosfos, you have the Rosh's Kasha. How? How do you learn that from the Kal V'chomer? It's a Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kesaura. Etzem Kesaura, there is no Tumas Ohel. So it's a very difficult kasha on Tosos. How in the world that would be part of the Kal V'chomer? But all you have Beferish in our Mishnah is that Rabbi Kiva is telling Rabbi Eliezer, L'chora, at least from a Kal V'chomer, you should be molded to me that if a Nazir does Mago or Masa on a Revi'ez Dam, that he should be Megaleach. So based on that Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Kiva holds that a Nazir becomes Tamei with Mago or Masa or Revi'ez Dam. It's so serious and tired in the Zivus, he has to be Megaleach all of his hair, and he's going to have to bring a Karban Tumah. The Karanar discusses why Rabbi Kiva only has this Kal V'chomer about Revi'ez Dam and not all the other Tumos that we mentioned in the Mishnah and Daf Nun Daled that ain't a Nazir Megaleach alav. Why can't we learn all of those as a Kal V'chomer? So he goes through why each of them would be an invalid Kal V'chomer. So Rabbi Kiva says, Amar Li, Rabbi Eliezer responded to me when I told him this Kal V'chomer, Maze Akiva, ain't done in Kan mi Kal V'chomer. You can't learn a Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kesaura. But he didn't explain why not. He just said, come on, what are you talking about? There's no Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kesaura. So Rabbi Kiva says, I left confused. I didn't know why there's no Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kesaura. So Kshabasi v'retzesi dvarim l'fnei Rabbi Yeshua. So when I was able to repeat this conversation to Rabbi Yeshua, Amr li, Yafa Amarta, Elakein Amru, Halacha, that you said well, but the thing is that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and we don't learn a Kal V'chomer from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, meaning there was nothing logically flawed in your Kal V'chomer. Your Kal V'chomer is very good. Problem is, even though it's a very logically compelling Kal V'chomer, the Chachamim tell us that this din, that Nazir is Megaleach and Etzem Kesaura, happens to be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and we cannot derive a Kal V'chomer from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer was so dismissive, and he said, come on, Maze Akiva, ain't done in Kan Mikal V'chomer. He meant to say that even though your logic works out, there are rules about when you can learn a Kal V'chomer. You can't learn a Kal V'chomer from that which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So now, the Mishnah told us that according to Rabbi Akiva, we can derive that a Nazir is Megaleach on Tumas Mago or Masa of Revi'ez Dam and Ames from a Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kisaora. That Etzem Kisaora is Kal, that its person is not Metame Ba'ol, and nevertheless, a Nazir is Megaleach on the Mago or Masa, so Revi'ez Dam, which is more Chomer, which is Metame Ba'ol, for sure a Nazir should be Megaleach on Mago or Masa, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, explaining Rabbi Eliezer, says, nah, you can't learn a Kal V'chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, which part is Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim? Ibayiluhu, the Bnei Yeshiva weren't sure. Which din is derived from Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that you would therefore say you can't learn a Kal v'Chomer? Is it the din that the Nazir is Megaleach on touching of Etzem Kisa'ora Halacha? Is it Etzem Kisa'ora that's derived as Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim? The Revi is Dam Kal v'Chomer, and from that Halacha Rabbi Kiva wants to derive that the Nazir is Megaleach on Magav Revi is Dam, and that's the Kal v'chomer, ve'ein don kal v'chomer me'alacha, odilma, revi is dam. Maybe the very notion that revi is dam is metame ba'oel is halacha, ve'etzem kasa'ora kal v'chomer. And the idea that etzem kasa'ora is metame maga is a kal v'chomer. That nasa is megaleach and etzem kasa'ora is a kal v'chomer. So ve'ein don kal v'chomer me'alacha. And you can't derive a kal v'chomer from me'alacha. Meaning, in order for Rabbi Akiva to derive his kal v'chomer, he had to... He had to have a couple of things in place. He had to have a couple of halachas in place. One halacha is that a nazir is megaleach on touching an etzem kasara. Second is that a revi is dam is mitame ba'ohel. And in that sense, he was able to show that revi is dam is more chamor than etzem kasara. So when you put those two dinim together, you now have a kal v'chomer. That if an etzem kasara, which is more kal, is going to cause a nazir to be megaleach when he touches it, or revi is dam, which is more chamer, should for sure cause a nazir to be megaleach when he touches it. So Reb Lazar Reb Shua said, no, there's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim here, but they never explained which of those two givens is halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. Is it the giluach nazir and maga etzem kasora, or is it the very fact that revi is dam is metame ba'ol? So tashma etzem kasora halacha, revi is dam kal v'chomer. The fact that a nazir is megaleach on touching an etzem kasora, that was the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Kiva wanted to derive from there the din of revi is dam from a kal v'chomer, vein danin kal v'chomer me'alacha, and we're not dan a kal v'chomer from halacha. Why are we not dan a kal v'chomer from halacha? So in the Sefer Melacha Shlomo, he quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon Bal Sefer Akrisus that the reason we're not dan a kal v'chomer me'alacha is because the 13 midrash Torah Drashas Ben are all halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, meaning the very notion that you're able to derive any of the 13 midrash Torah Drashas Ben is Allah l'Moshe Mitzrayim. It's the code that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai about how to decipher the Torah and how to derive dinim from the Pesukim in the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu those halachos. He taught him that you can use these 13 midrash Torah and Drashas Ben on the Torah itself, on Psukim in the Torah itself. But you cannot apply these 13 Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben on things that are not in the Torah itself. Kal v'chomer is one of those 13 Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, and Mela can only be applied on the Torah itself. It cannot be applied in anything that's not in the Torah. And therefore, it's not really just that you can't learn Kal v'chomer from a halacha. You can't learn any of the Yogim Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben from a halacha. It's even a Kal v'chomer which is super logical, so you would think you could apply it anywhere, and it doesn't have to be dafka directly on Pesukim in the Torah, that even that cannot be derived from Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So that's how Melech Shlomo understands. It's difficult because Kal v'chomer, you would think, does not have to only be applied to Pesukim. Kal v'chomer, I would think, could be applied anywhere, meaning it's a very logical thing, but that's what it's telling me, that there is such a limitation in terms of deriving Din Daraisa from a Kal v'chomer. So Hadron Lech Kohen Gadol, now we move on, Bez Hashem, to the eighth parak of Maseches Nazir. So previously, we discussed the Nazir becomes Tamei B'meis, and how it's Soser's Nazirus, and how if he becomes Tamei in the middle of his Nazirus, he needs to go through a 7-day Tara process, which involves Hazar Shlishi Yishvi, and then he goes to the Mikvah on the Yom HaShvi, and he's Megaleach, and then the next day he brings Karbanos, and then he starts his Nazirus all over again, and then at the end of the Nazirus Tara, he brings Karbanos Tara, and then he's Megaleach again, and then he finally becomes Mutar B'Yayin, and his Nazirus is finally over. What happens, though, if you're not sure if he became Tamei? Shnei Nazirim Shamla Necha. Let's say you have two Nazirim that both were Mekabel Nazirus, let's say, on the same day, for the same amount of time. Both the Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom. And then someone else tells them, a third party tells them, Re'isi Echad Mekem Shenitma. I saw that one of you guys became Tamei. Ve'in Yodei Ezim Mekem, but I just don't know which one. You have two guys that are identical twins, and they were both Mekabel, they do everything together. So they're Mekabel Nazirus together for Shloshim Yom, whatever. So what? This guy can't tell the difference between the identical twins, but he knows that one of them became Tamei. He just doesn't know which one of them became Tamei. So he's Neman to say that one of them became Tamei. But the Rishonim say that it must be that they're not Machrish. So if they're not Machrish, then he's Ne'eman to say that one of them became Tamei. So one of them is Tamei and one of them is Tahar. And Nazir Tamei and Nazir Tahar have very different halachos. So Nazir Tamei, it's Sosir and Zirus. He needs to bring Karbonos of Tumah. He needs to do a Giluach of Tumah. And he needs to go through the Tahar process. And Nazir Tahar doesn't have any of that. Just keeps on counting his Nazirus to the end and he does a Giluach Tahara. So what do they do? Megalchin, they both do a Giluach, and for one of them, that Giluach will be a Giluach of Nazirus Tahara. For the other one will be a Giluach of Nazirus Tumah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda writes in the Mishnayos. The Sfasema says that, no, you can't be Megaleach at the conclusion of the first period of the Nazirus. It has to be after the second 30 days. Because if they'd be Megaleach after the first 30 days, they wouldn't be able to be Megaleach in the second 30 days. And they'll be Mevatel, the mitzvah of Giluach. Because the second time around, it's only going to be a Suffolk whether they're Chayiv in Giluach. And the Suffolk Giluach is not going to be Docha, the Los HaSeif HaKafas HaRosh. You know, what are you going to do? You can do a Giluach now, and just in case I was the one that was Tameh, I'll observe Nazirus again for my Nazirus Tara, and then do a Giluach again. But wait, maybe I was really Tara the first time, and that first Giluach was my Giluach Tara. Now I'm not allowed to just do another Giluach. That's an Nisrav Hakav Sarosh. And therefore, the way this Fasemis understands is that after the initial 30 days, they are not Megaleach, because the Giluach is not Ma'akev. They can go on with the Nazirus Tumah process of being Metara themselves, and bring the korbanos without the giluach. That giluach is not ma'akev. We don't want to risk that giluach. We'll wait until the end of 60 days to be megaleach. That's how the Sfasemis understands. But Pashtus is megalchin. They do the giluach in the end of 30 days. Umevi'in korban tuma, and b'shutvos together they bring a korban tuma. The nazir tamei has to bring carbon tumah as soon as he becomes tahar, which is a chatos hof, an olas hof, and a keves li asham, the carbon tara, and they also bring a carbon tara that a nazir normally has to bring when he concludes his nazirus tara, which is a keves li olah, kivsa li chatos, and a ayil l'shlamim, and then they make a tanai va'omer. Each one says to the other one, im ani hu tamei, if I'm the one that was tamei and you're the tahar one, so carbon tumah shali, the carbonos tumah will be my carbonos, carbon tara shalucha, and the carbon tara will be yours. Vim ani hu atar, but if I'm the tahar one, carbon tara shali, the carbon tumah shalucha, if I'm the tahar one and you're the tamei one, good, so the carbon tara will be mine and the carbon tumah will be yours. V'sofer n'shloshim yom, and then based on that suffix, they both count an additional 30 days of Nazirus, where they're not drinking wine and they're not being metamei l'meisim and everything else. And then by the end of those 30 days, now for sure, everyone has concluded their Nazirus Tara, umavi and carbon tara, and they bring another set of carbon tara, va'omer, and one guy says to the other, im ani hu atamei, if I was the one who was initially tamei the first round, so carbon tumah shali, carbon tara shalucha, vizeh carbon tara si. Well, then in the first round, my carbon was the carbon tumah, and yours was the carbon tara, so you're already covered with the first round of carbonos, and therefore this carbon tara will be my carbon tara. Vimaniu atar, but if I was the one that was tar the whole time, well, then in the first round, I already finished whatever I needed to finish. I already brought my carbonos tara, so carbon tara shaliv, carbon tumah shalucha, and you in the first round brought the carbon tumah, vizeh carbon tarascha, and this should be your carbon tara. So they make that tonight so that everyone by the end of the day, at the end of the day, everyone has brought their carbon tara and everyone has observed a proper Nazirus Tahara. So that's what you do. If you have two people, one of them is a Nazir Tameh, one of them is a Nazir Tar, but you don't know who's who, so they bring all the carbonos in conjunction with each other. They both do a Giluach, and that way they cover all of their Chiyuvim. But says the Gemara, wait a second, Katani, Shnei Nazirim Sha'amar Lahem, Reisi Echad Mikem Shenit Maveni Yodeyezim Mikem. The Mishnah said, what's the case where I'm not sure which one is Tameh? A third party said to them that I saw that one of you became Tameh, but I couldn't identify which one of you became Tamei. So says Mar, but wait, isn't that a Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim? Because there are three people there, and isn't that the definition of Rishus Rabbim when it comes to Tumah? No, it's not the definition of Rishus Rabbim when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos could be you need, some Rishonim say you need Shishim Ribo Kol Yom when it comes to Shabbos, but when it comes to Tumah, isn't that a Rishus HaRabim? And Savitum Rishus HaRabim is Tara, and therefore neither guy is Tameh, because each one is a Savit Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Va'amai. Why would we say that it's a Savit Tumah? Kol Savit Tumah, Rishus HaYachim, Meichi Alfin Allah. How do I know that a Savit Tumah, Rishus HaYachim is Tameh? Mi Sota. I derive it from Sota. So shouldn't it follow the Gedarim of Sota? Mas Sota, Boel, Vinivelas, just like a Sota is a Savit Tumah. Now, a Sota is not really a Savit Tumah, it's a Savit Isser. She's a married woman and she went alone in a room with another guy. But since the Torah calls it Tumah, the Torah refers to it as Tumah, so we learn from there the concept that Safek Tumah Bershul Sayachid is Tameh, because she becomes a Sumer to her husband because she went in seclusion with this other guy. So that's what, since the Torah calls it Tumah, we derive from there Safek Tumah Bershul Sayachid is Tameh. So Masota, what made it Bershul Sayachid? It's because it was only the Boel the Nevelas, the accused Boel and the accused Nevelas. Sa'af kol savitum rishus yachid kigon dika betray. So maybe that should tell us that every time you have savitum rishus yachid, it's only when you have two parties and not more. Aval hacha shnei nazirim v'haydekoy gabeim. But over here you have two nazirim plus this guy that's saying that he saw one of them become tameh hatlasa. So you have three people. Havle savitum rishus ram kol savitum rishus ram sveikotar. So that turns it into rishus ram, and every time it's in rishus Rabim, it should be tar. The Karen Or raises the question: is it so pasha that a sota is only when there's a boel and a nivelas, when it's only two people? By a sota, we're going to see soon, when we get to Masech Sota, that if a husband tells his wife, "Al tisteri im shnayim," there are these two men that you hang out with that I don't like. I don't want you to be in seclusion with these two guys. So, and then she's Nistra im Shnayim at the same time. She has Tumah Sota as well. So over there also, it's three people, and you have Tumah Sota even with three people. So the Karen Ora says that's not such a kasha because each person is considered. All of the people are considered like one as far as that, because the suffix is on the stiru with each of them. So Mela, each suffix is considered a suffix of with the shame shnayim and not more. Difficult to understand. But be that as it may, the Gemara is working with the assumption that the definition of Rishus HaYachid with regard to suffix tumah is when there are two people present. Once there are three people present, that's a Rishus HaRabim. Case in our Mishnah is one guy tells two Nazirim, one of you is Tameh. There must have been three people in the room. So isn't that a Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim? Shouldn't we therefore say that they're Tahar and that you don't have to worry about any Teklachas Tumah? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rab Baravuna Ba'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizruka Beinechem. He says, no, I saw a Tumah that was thrown toward you and it touched one of you. Meaning, what do you mean I saw a throw? It means that I stood at a distance, that I wasn't there with you. Meaning, the two of them were the only two people that were together. This third party was not present at that time. So it's therefore a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, and that's why it's a genuine Safek Tumah, and that's why you have to go through the whole process that you have in our Mishnah. Tosas raises the question in Maseches Chulin, wait a second, the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Taros, that Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid Tameh means Tame b'toras vaday. Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, when we say that someone who encounters a Safek Tumah in a Rishus HaYachid, that they're Tame, it doesn't mean that we're cautious and we treat it as Tame misafek. It's Tame b'toras vaday that we're even sorif truma on a Safek Maga Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid. So, and you're not allowed to be sorif truma if it might be Tame or it might be Tahar. No, we say that it's vaday Tame. So how come over here the Mishnah suggests this whole process where we're playing it safe? Oh, maybe he's really a Nazir Tar, maybe he's a Nazir Tameh. What do you mean? If it's Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, he's a Nazir Tameh. So then everyone should have to do it to Klachas Tumah. So the Tosa suggests in Maseches Chulin, Daf Tes Amud Beis, that we could derive from Sota is that Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh when that's something that's possible b'metzius, meaning it's possible that this woman cheated on her husband. So since that's a possibility in Metzius, that could have happened, therefore she's Tameh. But it's not a possibility in Metzius that both of these Nazirim are Tameh, because only one of them actually encountered the Tumah. So since it's not a possibility in Metzius, we cannot derive from Sota that they're both going to be Tameh b'Tumas Vaday. You can't make a Tumas Vaday that defies the Metzius. Tosfos raises the question, then I understand. The Gemara said that if it were Rishus HaRabim, we'd say that they're both Tahar. that also defies the Metzias. So we shouldn't say Savatim Rosh Hashanah is Tahar in defiance of the Metzias. So Tosa says, yeah, but the Maskana, we don't learn Savatim Rosh Hashanah from Sota. We learn Savatim Rosh Hashanah Tahar from the fact that everyone has a Cheskas Tara before they encountered that suffix. So it's not really derived from Sota anyway. But in Achinami, that which is derived from Sota, which is Savatim Rosh Hashanah Tameh, only works when that's a possibility in the Metzias. Okay, Ravashi brings a raya that the case must be that the fellow, the third party, wasn't there with them. Ravashi dekanami, that it's meduyuk, like the teretz that we just said, the katani ve'eni yodea eze mikem. He says he doesn't know which one of you became tame. It doesn't sound like he just forgot. It sounds like he never knew. But if he was standing right next to them, he once knew at the time that it happened, he shouldn't have said eni yodea. He should have said vishachachti. I forgot which one of you became Tameh. Ooh, must be that he never knew. How did he never know? Because he wasn't there. He wasn't with them. He only saw from a distance. So he saw that, that one of them became Tameh, but he couldn't tell which one. And he was never able to tell because he was too far away. So Shema Mina, you see that our Ukimta in the Mishnah is correct, that we must be talking about a case where the third party was not there with them. Okay, now we move on to the next discussion. There is an issue in the Torah that one is not allowed to cut off their Peyos HaRosh or the Peyos HaZakon. They're not allowed to shave the Peyos HaZakon. You're not allowed to cut off the Peyos HaRosh. From the fact that the Torah says both of those things in the same pasuk, it says Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roshchem Vilo Sashchis Es Pas Zekanecha, the Gemara is going to have a limud that a woman who is by definition not included in the Isser of Hashchasas HaZakon, because women don't grow beards typically, is also not included in the Isser of Hakafas HaRosh, even though women do have hair on their heads. So there would be physically she's capable of having this Rav HaKafas Rosh, but the hekish between Hashchas HaZakon and HaKafas HaRosh tells me that just like she's not included in Hashchas HaZakon, she's not included in HaKafas HaRosh. The Gemara says that the Yisra of Losakifu applies both for the Makif and the Nikif. Now, with that backdrop, the Mishnah had said, our Mishnah said, two Nazirim, one of them became Tameh, we don't know which one became Tameh. So at the end of the 30 days, Megalchin, Umevian, that they're Megaleach, and they bring the Karbonos of a Nazir Tameh and the Karbonos of a Nazir Tar, and they make this deal, if I'm the Tameh, one, the carbons of Nazir Tameh are mine, and Nazir Tar ones are yours, and vice versa. So based on that, they count a brand new Nazirus, and at the end of the brand new Nazirus, they bring a set of carbonos Tara. So the Gemara asks, that second Taglachas that they're doing because of a Suffolk, Va'amai, Dilma loved Tameinun. Why are they allowed to do that to Glachas Shnia? Maybe each one can say about himself, maybe I was the one that never became Tameh. So I was already Yotzei Menazirus at the end of the first 30 days. So how can he be Megaleach now, like a regular Nazir, where he's going to cut off his payas? Maybe he's not a Nazir and he's a Chayiv in this Teglachas. V'kovet HaKofa. He's going to be in violation of the Isra of Los Hakifu Pa'as Roshchem. So the Mishnah never said beferish that he does a Teglach HaShnia, but you have to say that the Gemara's question is on the Teglach HaShnia, the Rishonim point out, because the Teglach HaShrishona, there is no Isra of Lo Sakif, Mimanavshach. Either he's a Nazir Tamir or he's a Nazir Tari, either way he needs that Teglach HaS. But it's the Teglach HaShnia that presents the problem, that if the Teglach HaShrishona was for Nazirus Tahara, then he has no excuse to do this Teglach HaShnia. So that's where we run into problems. Rabbeinu Peretz understands a little differently. He says, since the Gemara Namad Aleph said that the case was someone was standing from a distance and he saw a Tumah encounter, one of them encountered Tumah, but he doesn't know which one, so he doesn't know Bivadai which one is Tameh, so it's also possible that neither of them are Tameh. And therefore the Gemara is cut, meaning he was at such a distance. How does he know for sure that one of them touched the Tumah? Karanora understands, the Rabbeinu Peretz rather understands the Gemara's Kasha as there's a third possibility that neither of them are Tameh. If there's that possibility, then how do you even do the Teglachas Rishona? The Kasha's on the Teglachas Rishona. What do you mean the Kasha's on the Teglachas Rishona? Because if they're both Tar, two people cannot be Megaleach on one set of Karbonos Tahara, meaning you have after the first 30 days, they bring one set of Korbanos Tara and one set of Korbanos Tumah. You can't have two Teglachos on one set of Korbanos Tara. So one of these Teglachos is not kosher, and if that Teglachos is not kosher, it's a violation of Hakavas HaRosh. Or maybe the Teglachos Tara, they're not Megaleach the Peos. And it turns out that their Giluach is Mitzad the Teglachos Tumah, which is a suffix. So the Gemara is asking, maybe they're not Tumayim. Okay, however you understand the question, but Pashas is not like that whole Rabbeinu Peretz. Pashas is that the whole question is only about the Teglachos Shnia, that the Teglachos Rishona we were comfortable with, because one of them was Torah, one of them was Tameh, so they both needed to do Giluach after the initial 30 days. It's after the second 30 days, where one of them has already been taken care of after the first 30 days, how's he that guy doing a Giluach? It's a violation of Hakafa. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, B'isha u v'katan. The din of the Mishnah is not talking about the Yisra, is talking about a woman who does not have an Yisra, a Kavas Rosh, or a Katan, who is 12 years old, so he's old enough to be a Nazir, because he could take Nedarim, so his Nedarim work, but since he's not at the age of mitzvos, he's not including the Yisra of Los Akifu. So when you have two women, or two Katanim, that are both Nazirim, and one of them became Tameh, you're not sure which one became Tameh, so there is no Yisra of Hakafa, so therefore there's no problem of going through this process of Giluach. Quite Ukimta, but that's the Ukimta that we make in the Mishnah. So the Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha. How could you do a Hakafa on a Katan Misafek? According to Rav Huna, we're going to see soon, the Halacha, and we pass on like Rav Huna, you're not allowed to be Makif a Katan. You're not allowed to do Hakafa on a Katan. So how can we do Hakafa on a Katan Misafek? So the Tosos writes in Misach Shmuel, based on this, that Shmuel, who holds that it's talking about a Katan, must hold like Ravada, that disagrees with Rav Huna, that holds that there is no Isser of being makif a katan. The problem is, the Rambam passes like Rav Huna, and he also says that our Mishnah is assuming like Shmuel that it's a katan. So then the kasha comes back. If you're not allowed to be makif a katan, how does it help to explain our Mishnah that the Mishnah is somehow a katan, and that's why we're okay doing this giluach? So the Mefarshim on the Rambam, Rabbi Kivager and the Tshuva and the Sharon Melech on the Rambam, says they have to say that the giluach is done by an isha or a katan. That not only was a katan the Nazir, the one who's doing the giluach on him was also a katan or an isha. It's also for an adult to do a giluach on a katan, but other people who themselves are not chayiv and akafa can perhaps do the giluach on a katan. So frankly, gemara v'lokma begadol, why can't you just say our mishnah is talking about a regular adult male? And what about the yisur of los akifu on the second giluach? No, don't worry about that. Akafas kol rosh, lo shma akafa. Just say that it's not a violation of cutting off your pace when you shave your whole head. So midelo mokum lahachi, from the fact that we didn't give that most obvious answer, that it's not a violation of akafa because you're shaving your whole head anyway. Shma minak, sav shmuel, akafas kol rosh, shma akafa. You see that shaving your whole head is also a problem of cutting off payas. A lot of times when people are going bald, they're embarrassed to be going bald for whatever reason. It used to be, we've discussed this, right, that when you age, so no, you get a little older. But for whatever reason, people are embarrassed of going bald, so they just take the matter into their own hands and they shave their whole head. So that's a violation of an issue. You're not allowed to cut off your payas, even if you're doing hakafas harosh. So that style is completely against the halacha. You're not let us shave your head. So that's a violation of Hakafas Kol HaRosh. Rav Lapiansky once commented that it used to be he said that when they tell someone who's older that they look good, it means that it's a 70-year-old that looks like a 40-year-old. He said that's not what looks good for a 70-year-old. What looks good for a 70-year-old is a furrowed brow of a lot of concentration of 7 decades of learning Torah. That's what looks good for a 70-year-old. It's okay for a person to get older. Okay, anyway, so the Hakafas Kol HaRosh is Shema Hakafa. Otherwise, we would have given that easy answer. So Gemara brings that some say that Shmuel is going, that Shmuel's comment is really going on not on our Mishnah, but on the Mishnah we're going to have on Daf Nun Tes. It's a Mishnah we alluded to the other day. Marzutra Masan Shmaita to Shmuel Aseifa, that he applied Shmuel's teaching that the case is in Isha or Katan on the case of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. Now, what does it say? Nazir, a guy who's on his first day of his Nazirus, and then he has a suffix that maybe he became Tameh, Shaya Tameh B'Safek, he's not sure whether he became Tameh to a Mace or not, Umuchlat B'Safek, and he's also not sure if he has Tzara'as or not. So he's got this three possibilities. Either he's a Nazir Tara and everything is fine, or he's a Nazir Tame, or he's a Nazir that has Tzara'as. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says, Ochel b'kachim lachar shishim yom. It's going to take 60 days till he's going to be allowed to eat kachim again. Umagaleach arbo'a teglachos. And he's going to have to go through four teglachos. Because it could be that he had not become tameh and that he was not a mitzora. So he just goes through his regular nazirus. So he's not allowed to be magaleach when he's healed from the suffix tzaras until he waits 30 days because he has to wait out his nazirus. And in those 30 days, he'll do azah shlishi yushvi just in case he's the Tamei Meis, and after 30 days he brings Shtei Tziporim, he does the first Giluach, but he still needs to count the 7 days afterwards for a second Giluach, but because there's a suffix whether he had become Tamei and maybe now he's just beginning his Nazirus Tara, he's not able to be Megaleach after 7 additional days, he needs to wait 30 additional days for the conclusion of his Nazirus and only then he's Megaleach, and then on day 61 he brings Karbanos of a Mitzora, and then he becomes allowed to eat Kachim, but he's still not allowed to drink wine because maybe he was both a mitzora and a tamei meis. So both of the initial two teglachos were for the tzara'as and they don't count to the giluach tum or tara of a nazir. So he needs to be mekaleach another two giluchin, one for the nazirus of tuma and then 30 days later for nazirus of tahara. So in the end of the day, he's being mekaleach four times. So ask the Gemara on the two teglachos that he does because of his suffix mitzora, and on the second teglachos that he did because of his suffix nazir tamei, how can he do that? It could be that he's not a mitzora, it could be that he's not tamei, and all of these giluchim are shalom letzorech, that he doesn't need any of these. V'akavira kafa, and isn't that therefore a violation of lo sakifu pas roshchem? So Amar Shmuel b'isha v'katan. That's where Shmuel said that on that Mishnah, it's talking about a woman who was a Nazira or a Katan who was 12 years old who was a Nazir where there is no chashash of an Isra Kafa. So I'm Rav Huna. Other details in Dinam of Hakafa, transitioning now to other details, Om Rav Huna, Makif as a Katan, Harei Chayiv. If an adult gives a haircut to a Katan whereby he cuts off his payas, he is Chayiv for the Yisra of Losakifu Pa'as Roshchem. So Amalei Ravada Bar Ava L'Ravuna, Ravada Bar Ava said to Ravuna, according to you, that if a gadol is megaleach katan is chayiv, v'didach man megaleach lahon, who's cutting off your kids' payas? I see your kids running around without payas, so who's giving them their haircut? If you're telling me that when a gadol is makif a katan, that you're going to be chayiv. The Mefarsh understands that it was the derech in the time of Ravuna that after an illness, they'd be megaleach ketanim without leaving even payas, and that was part of the therapy, that was part of how they would heal. So it wasn't just Rav Huna's kids that were running around without payas. A lot of people's kids didn't have payas. Other Rishonim understand not that way, that it was Dafka Rav Huna's kids that were running around without payas. Rav Ad Barav says to Rav Huna, how come your kids don't have payas? Who cuts their hair? So Amalei Chova, he says, my wife Chova, her name was Chova, she's the one that's Megaleach. Now according to Rav Huna, that women have no Isra of Hakafa, how could they be Megaleach Tanim anyway? Isn't there the Katan, she's being Machshel the Katan in the Isra of Nikif, and there's an Isra of Los Achilem, that you're not allowed to cause a Katan to do an Averus. That's a Kasha that all the Achronim deal with. But anyway, so he said, Chova is the one that cuts my kid's hair. So Rav Ada says back to him, Takbarinun Chova Lebeneha. Does Chova want to get punished and bury your own children? Meaning you're not allowed to be Makif. There's no Chilik between an Isha and an Isha when you're the barber, when you're the one giving the haircut, she's not allowed to be Megaleach them either. So Rav Ada thought that according to Shitas Rav Huna, that a man is not allowed to be Megaleach HaKatan, a woman's also not allowed to be Megaleach HaKatan. So Chov is doing something terrible. Now once he said that, says the Gemara, Kulu Shnei de Rav Ada Barava, so long as Rav Ada Barava was alive, Lo Kaim Lezara L'Rav Huna. Rav Huna never had children that survived. They all predeceased him because of Rav Ada's statement that was Mekuyim in Rav Huna when he said that she's going to bury her children. So it turns out from the Gemara that Rav Huna and Rav Ada Barava have two machlokas. Number one about Hakafas Katan, that Rav Huna holds your chayiv, Rav Ada says you're part of for being makif a katan, and number two, an isha that's makif an ish. According to Rav Ada, the isha is chayeves. According to Rav Huna, the isha is petura. So michti tarvayus sur Hakafas Kalarosh Shema Hakafa. But everyone seems to agree Hakafas Kalarosh Shema Hakafa. So b'maykam eflugi, what is the svara of their machlokas? So Rav Huna davar lo sakifu pas roshchem lo sashchus es pas konecha kol she yesh lo ashchasa yesh lo akafa v'ani nashi hov lasnu ba'ashchasa lasnu nami ba'akafa. That the nature of the yisur is that since there's a hekish between the yisur of cutting the beard and of shaving the beard and the yisur of cutting the payas off the head, so only those who are included in the yisur of shaving the beard are included in the yisur of cutting the hair off of the head. Rav Ad Bar Ava says from the fact that it doesn't say that, from the fact that it says lo sakifu, we learn echad makif echad nikif b'mashma, they're both included in the yisur, the one getting the haircut, the one giving the haircut. The iskish makif l'nikif kalecha the nikif mechayiv makif nami mechayiv. Anytime a nikif is going to be chayiv, the makif is going to be chayiv. V'haykatan hol v'hu gufei lav baron shenhu the mechayiv, a katan can't be chayiv because he's a katan. So makif nami lo mechayiv, someone who's makif him is not going to be chayiv either. And therefore Avada holds that it's mutter for an ish to be makif a katan, but l'shitaso that it all goes after the nikif, nashim are also mutter to be makif their own nashim, even though they're mutter to be makif their own heads, they have an iser to be makif the rosh of a man. So that's what Avada holds, that according to Ravuna, a katan is also bakafa, and therefore even a woman should not be makif a katan. And Ravuna disagrees and allows a woman to be makif someone who's also ba'kafa, but he on the other hand, he asks a man to be makif a katan because he holds that we don't make a hekish between the makif and the nikif. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Lema Kavas Kalarosh. Have a wonderful day.
Everybody.